Bezal Hashem is Bochum begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam, Silchas Niski Mammon, the laws of when one's money's damages in the Seven Ezekin in the Book of Damages, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussion, the laws of Keren and its obligations, specifically regarding the ownership of the animal and regarding the collection of the payments. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the unique Halacha when the ox is that of Hektish. Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenogach Shor Shel Hektish. If an ox of a Jew gores an ox owned by Hektish, or the other way around. Shor Shel Hektish, an ox owned by the Beis HaMikdash, by Hektish, Shenogach Shor Shel Yisrael, which gores the ox of a Jewish person, Pater, there's an exemption either way. Kushanem of the Pasuk says, Shor Re'ehu, when it talks about the Mazik of Keren, it talks about the ox of his friend. And Hektish is not Re'ehu. Now, any kadshim which there would be a liability of misappropriation if one would have benefited from hektish, that considered as hektish, and therefore imbam din nizakin, and therefore they does not have the loch of damages over there. Now, ufsulehem akdashin, regarding karbonis which became invalidated, yes behem din nizakin, they do have the laws of damages because that is included in shari eyu. Because although there is some sanctity that you're not allowed to shear the wool and work with it, but ultimately, it is owned by an individual now, and therefore, bein shehiziku, bein shehuzku, whether they damaged or they got damaged, it's going to have the loch of damages. Because it went out to be redeemed from the domain of hektish, and therefore, it's considered as unconsecrated, as owned by an individual, and therefore, it has the loch of mazik of shar. Halacha beis, shlamim shehiziku, regarding a carbon shlamim that damaged. Which shlamim is from the kachim kalim, and what's unique about it, although it's hektish, it is owned by the owner. So the halacha is gaiva, it's considered shari eyu, there's a halacha of the mazik being liable who owns the carbon shlamim. So gaiva mibisarim, by a mazik tam, the collection is from the body of the animal itself. Now the flesh, the meat, is owned by the owner of the carbon shlamim, so the collection is from the flesh, but the ina gaiva min abasar keneged emurehim. You cannot collect from the flesh to counter the sacrificial parts. Because although the owner owns the animal, but that's the meat that he's going to eat. But shemudim, the sacrificial parts, which are certain parts of the animal, are burnt on the mizbeach, that shall kachim kalim, there is moilim behem. There is misappropriation on that, like we explained the laws of misappropriation in Perek Beis. And hence, that's owned by Hektish, there's no liability for it, and that's not his responsibility. And machin toidish hezikah, so to a Thanksgiving offering which damaged, goyvim mibisadav, and the goyvim alechem haboima, you can collect from the flesh, but not from the breads that come with the carbon toidish, shein alechem achal basa, because the bread is not part of the flesh of the animal itself, and the mazik of tam, which is a kashar of Karen in its first three times, could only be collected from the body of the mazik itself, and hence, the collection is only going to be from the basa, not from the murim, and not even to collect from the basar to make up for the murim, and not from the lechem. As Rambam says, Halacha Gimel b'Kitzad Goyver. So how is this collection? Sheyoichel ha-nizik v'chaberasi. Now, ultimately, it's a carbon. So what happens is, but he's collecting from the flesh. So it's the damaged party and his group that they eat min ha-basar from the flesh, b'kedusha in the state of sanctity, like a halacha of kashrim kalm is supposed to be eaten. K'neged chatzi nezik shalai, correlating to the amount of half the damages that was inflicted on his animal. Now, but Ketzer in a Goyvi connected Murim, what do we mean when we say that you cannot collect from the meat correlating to the amount of the sacrificial parts? As follows. Shem Hoyle Ligvis Bechatzi Niska. Let's say if he was supposed to collect the damaged party, half of his damages, Shava dinner worth a dinner. Vayikol HaBasar Imei Murim Shava Shnei Dinurim. Now, all the meat of the animal with its sacrificial parts was worth 2 dinar. VaBasar Balei Murim Shava Dinner Bechatzi. Now, the meat without the sacrificial parts was worth 1.5 dinar. Ein Goyvi Shnei Shlisha HaBasar. You don't collect 2/3 of the flesh. In other words, you'll take half of the damages entirely from the flesh. No. Elechatzi habasar bilvad, only half of the flesh. In other words, 3/4 of a dinner. A quarter of the dinner, which correlates to the portion that's coming from the imurim, that the nizik is going to lose out. Because the mazik could say, the meat's mine, but the murim is of a hektish. I'm going to pay for the meat, my part which is incumbent upon me, but I'm not responsible for the murim which are kach Hashem. And that's what we mean to say, that you cannot be given from the buster connected emurim. Halacha dal. Similar halacha, v'chein shor hefker, regarding now not of hektish, but an ox, a ownerless ox, shehizik with damages, pater, there's also an exemption. Someone says in the pasuk, shor re'ehu, the ox of his friend, which is ad sheyon nechasim yichal mabalam, until the properties, which is the ox, are designated, have an owner, not that of hefker. Now, Kate said, how is that illustrated? What do you mean it's hefker? You could go and grab that shor hefker to collect from because no one owns it. As follows, shor hefker shenagach, let's say an ownerless ox goes and gores. But the koyim sheitfas oisanizik, before the damaged party goes and even grabs the ox that he wants for himself, ba'achar b'zachabay, someone else goes and merits in that hefker ox, harizah a potter, there's going to be an exemption from that ox, because at the moment when it gored, there was no owner, so it doesn't qualify for the halacha of the mazik of shor. But not only that, el shor hamiyuchel lebal mshehizik, if let's say there was an ox that was designated for an owner, which damaged, ba'achar shehizik, after damage hekdisho evkiroi, he makes it hekdish, or he makes it ownerless, here's a potter, it's going to be exempt. Actually, because this that you have to have the owner, it has to be until it's b'shas hazek, at the time of the damages, and the b'shas amad b'din, and at the time of when the court case happens, because it says v'huid b'volav v'hemis ish, at the court case also has to have an owner. Halacha continues with a different type of ox, this time owned by a non-Jew. Shor shel Yisrael, an ox of a Jew, shenagach shor shel goy, which gores an ox of a Gentile. So, bein tam, bein muid, whether it was the Jew's ox the first few times, or it already gored a bunch of times, potter, the Jew's going to be exempt. Lafi, she'ina goyim mechayven es adma behem t'shazika, because the Gentiles don't make a liability for a person when his animal damages. Vare anu donu lehem k'dinayim. When he's the plaintiff, we judge for them as their laws are. However, and therefore the Jew's going to be exempt. But v'shur shel goy she'nagach shel Yisrael, but when the ox of a Gentile gores that of a Jew, bein tam bein muid, here's the other way around, whether it's a tam or it's a muid, mesham nezek shom, it always has to pay the full amount of damages. Why? Kanase hulagam, it's a penalty for Gentiles. Because they're not careful in the commandments. And ve'ein mesal kamanezek, and they don't remove damages, and because they're not concerned for other people's monies. And ve'im loy techayiv oisam, on this commandment, we're not going to make them liable for the damages of their animals. They're not going to protect it, and it's going to cause a loss for people's monies, and therefore we actually make it always that he has to pay the full amount of damage. Halacha Vav continues regarding the removing of the ownership of the ox, or its slaughtering. Shor tam shehizik. If a shor tam, in its first few times, we don't expect it to gore, and it damages. So if the damaging owner sells it until the court case didn't happen yet, now, afa pishu macher, although it was sold, and the buyer is permitted to do work, let's say with the ox, still hariha nizik goyve himenu, the damaged party will still be able to collect from it, because a shor tam, the collection is from the body of the animal itself. And it's as if that animal, from the moment of the damage, was set aside for the collection of the damaged party. But then, the consumer who bought it could then go collect from the damager what it was sold to him, because now it was collected from him by the damaged party. Shekivin shenagach, because the moment that it gored, kol yeshloi, the word gets out. In other words, it's not similar to another type of what's called a poitiki, like a movable item which you designate, which you cannot collect from the one who bought it. Here you can't say that, because the buyer should not have bought it until the damaged party collects first. He didn't, he bought it, and the collection from the body itself, so therefore the nizik could collect from the consumer, but then the consumer could go ahead and collect what was owed to him from the one who sold him that ox. Halacha zayin, hikdishay hamazik. Let's say the damaging party's owner sanctifies that ox. Hadeza muktish, it is sanctified. Kadesh lo yimru, so that people who know that this is his ox, and they don't know that this ox gored, and they're going to see that he's sanctified, it's going to go out to chulin, that people shouldn't say, oh, hekdesh etze b'lay pidyon, hekdesh goes out without being redeemed. So therefore, it is qualified as it was sanctified. Shchatoi, let's say he slaughtered it, so go ahead and be sorry, the damaged party could collect from its flesh. Now, Sanamabutan, if he gave it a gift to someone else, so Masha Asa Asli, what he did was done, meaning the one who received the gift could, let's say, work with it, just like the case of Mazik that sold it, but the Yigvan Nezik Menenu, the damaged party could go and collect from there because ultimately it's his right. Halacha Ches, Hizik V'amad Badin, let's say the animal damaged and then they had a court case. And after the court case, then the owner sold it. Then here, in a macher, it's not even sold at all because the ox has been confirmed and its body is now owned by the nizik. Hikdisha, in this case, if he sanctifies it, ain't a muktish, it's not sanctified. He has no rights to even be maktish. And something about giving it as a gift, he hasn't done anything. Now let's say the creditors, for some other debts, of the mazik come along and grab collateral, grab that ox, the shor hamazik, for collection. So bein shechavat shel hezek, whether they were owed the money before this ox damage, or bein hezek shel chavah, whether it damaged before they were owed the money, doesn't make a difference. Lo yizachu, the creditors have not merited anything by grabbing the ox. Ela nizik gibemenu, rather the damaged party will collect from it, as Rama explains. Shafilo hishal bali chavis metchila behizik, because look, if the damaged party was first, so he had rights in it first before the creditors. But shafilo hishal bali chavis metchila behizik, but even if the creditors will own money first before the animal damage, but then when the damage had is a gave magufai, so that's their responsibility, because the collection is from the body of the ox, and wherever it is, whoever owns it has that liability for that collection. Halacha tes muad shehizik. Let's say not a shor tam, but a shor muad that damages. So bein amad bedin, bein shel amad bedin. Whether the korkas happened yet or didn't happen yet, and behigdisha amacharoy and the son of matana ishchata. All the cases we mentioned regarding the shor tam. The owner sanctified or sold it or gave it as a gift or slaughtered. So masha asay, and this is even whether there was a court case or wadden, whatever he did is done, and the ox is going to be totally owned by Hektish and of the one who bought or the one who received the gift. Because by Shur Mu'ud, it's not about the ox itself. Shur Tam, you could say that the Nizik has some rights in the body itself, in contrast to Mu'ud. Now, Kadmu Ba'le Chavis, let's say the creditors went first, the Hiniguhu, and they when they took this animal to their properties. So, bein chavat shalei hezek, whether they were owed before damage, bein hezek shalei chavat, whether damage before they were owed, zachu bai, the creditors do merit in it. And the reason is, lefisha ein mishtalm hanizik, because the damaged party does not collect from the body of the ox itself by a shor hamu'ud, elam enam ha'ula shabit nechsem azik, rather from the best properties that the damager has in his property, like any creditor, and there's no rights essentially for any movable items, and even if a later creditor comes along and collects, he merits, and because it's all his properties that are, there's a lien for this victim, and there's no lien on the body of the ox itself distinctly, like by Shor Tam, and therefore, if creditors grab it, they can keep it, and there's no rights to the nizik by the Shor Mu'ud. Halacha Yud continues regarding with the collection of the damages. So when the courts are coming to collect for the victim from the property of the mazik, so first the collection is from the movable items, which we'll learn that from the pasuk kesef yeshalabala. First comes the movable items, which is like money, which can easily be sold. Now, let's say he didn't have any movable items at all, or his movable items did not equal to the amount of the damages that there were. So Glavin Hasharm and Akarka Ma'ulash Abinexamazik, then you collect the rest from his real estate, from the best quality fields that the damager has, because the Pasuk says, Maitav Sadeu, Maitav Kamasham, you have to give it from the best. Now, but Bachosman Shim to Metaltlin, but as long as you find movable items, even the lowest quality movable items, in this Kakan Lakarka, you don't come to collect from the land, you always go first for a collection from Metaltlin. Halachiralf, Mesamazik Krim Shesham. Let's say the mazik, the damaging ox's owner, dies before he gets a chance to pay. So the courts are not going to be able to collect from the movable items of the orphans, because the movable items of orphans don't have a lien, not to creditors, not to the victims of damages. Elakarka. Rather, they can only collect from the real estate, which have responsibility on it, have insurance on it, and there's a lien on that. And the damaging party is actually only going to be able to collect from the lowest quality fields, not the best. The reason that is, because in this regard, the damaged party has become like a creditor, which is another one that their father owed money to. And movable items are not, there's no lien on movable items to a creditor. So there it's only from the real estate and from ziburs. However, let's say the victim grabbed the ready movable items when the father was still alive, so they could collect from that after he passes away, because they already merited when they grabbed it when he was still alive. Now, however, the Goinim, which was the period before the Rishonim, that of the Rambam, the ones right after the Amiram, in that period of time, the Goinim already instituted Ligvis Bal Chayv, that a creditor could collect min hamatatlin from movable items. And the reason for that is because since many people didn't have land, many times Jews throughout history weren't able to own land, and the lender is relying on the movable items. Upashta takana zubachal batidin, says the Rambam, that this takana, this institution, has spread throughout all the courts. Lafikir, therefore. Magvin hanizakin min hamatal shel yisayim. The victim will collect from the movable items of the orphans, like a bal chayiv. Now, v'im lo hinich matalin. Now, if let's say he didn't leave over movable items, you know, like the mazik, first you go from matalin. If there's no matalin, then goyvin lo menazibors. Then you collect from land from the lowest grade. And the reason for that is you call abol the parim minichli sim, because Rebbe is coming to collect from the assets of the orphans. Lo yirapara elam menazibors could only collect from the lowest quality. K'mashbein, like we explained this in halacha yud aleph. The Rambam continues halacha yud gimel regarding the prohibition of punishing in evaluations or presumable consequences. In hanizakin mishtalman, which is what we're discussing over here, damages cannot be collected, or neither similarly in chayov makayfer. There's no liability when sharamud kills a person. The inheritors have to be paid the kayfer, the value of that person who died. Vein of him in that egus. Neither does animal get executed when it kills a person. Ela b'riyah b'ruyah. Only with a clear proof, uveidim akshem lahad, together, done through valid witnesses that are valid to testify. Meaning, shalei temet, don't say, wait a second, hoil ve'emet suin b'ur v'sasusim, this is something that happened with the animals. And now, in the horse's stables, is not found, or beneath neither b'refes abakor, or in the barn of the cattle, or b'gidras suin, the corrals of the sheep, el avadim v'raim, only slaves, and shepherds, which they're invalid for testimony because shepherds are like thieves because they have their animals grazed in other people's fields. Well, could it or similar types of people and situations? If let's say they testify that this animal damaged that animal, you would think Shemalem that you listen to them because there's no one else. And they may either or if let's say children or women that they testify that this person injured that person. They testify regarding all of the damages. Somehow we rely on them because there's no one else around. And you can't compare it to situations where you could go ahead and prepare valid witnesses like by loan, the things like that. In the no, it's not like that. No, we don't create a monetary liability if they're witnesses. Only until they're valid witnesses that are valid to testify other testimonies, like by loans and so on. The Eidu, and they're going to testify, and then then the courts are going to make a liability for the damaging party to pay. If an ox was grazing by the edge of the river, and you find an ox that's killed right on the side of that ox, although this ox was gored, and this remaining ox is already a muid, we know he's done already a bunch of times to gore. Well, let's say zemanushak v'zemud lishak. This animal is bitten, and this animal we know has already a reputation of biting. Einam, we don't say b'yaduish hazenashach v'zenagach. We don't say, oh, obviously that this animal bit it and this animal gored it. It's called circumstantial evidence. No, rafila gamal ha'oicher ben agmal. Even if you have a camel that biting and kicking amongst all the camels, manimza gamal harg b'tzid, and you find a dead camel on by its side. Einam, we don't say b'yaduish hazaharaga. That for sure, obviously this animal killed it. Until valid witnesses see it with clear, definitive proof, only then could a person be prosecuted to be liable for the damages.